smoke pot and lots of alcohol.
Sydney getting dosed up on any drug they can get. Last ones I heard, they somehow managed to get themselves some cocaine.
And they get into fights and they bottle people.
Yeah, just constant drugs, alcohol.
They get in their car and actually drive under the influence.
I heard that a couple of my mates ended up having to get about 12 stitches in his head because he got bottled twice.
Now that I think about it.
They're mixing all sorts of drugs, all sorts of alcohol, so it's just ridiculous stuff.
Well, one of them got so bad that he woke up in the hospital wearing a nappy.
Majority of people, yeah, even people like one person that used to be straight edge and never did any of that stuff, she went to a party with these mates and then she came out being one of the biggest druggies I know. It just wasn't good.
No, not too good.
No, not good at all, and that's why there are a series of activities being held nationally next week as part of Drug Action Week. Federal Parliamentary Secretary for Health Mark Butler launched the 2010 initiative.
Okay, Drug Action Week has been going for a while now, and the objective, I guess, of the week is to lift awareness around alcohol and illicit drug use issues. What we try to do is make it a community level event. So this year we've got, I think, over 650 community events registered with Drug Action Week, all across Australia in capital cities and in country towns and regional communities. And these are events that are driven by community organisations, particularly youth organisations either in high schools, around university and other campuses, and community youth organisations like that. So the idea is awareness raising about the harms associated with irresponsible alcohol use and illicit drug use. And look, alcohol and drug use aren't anything new. They've been with us for many, many, many years. And actually, the latest statistics show that the use of illicit drugs has been on a steady decline by and large over the last 10 years. It's declined by about a third, actually. And across all types of illicit drug, with the exception of ecstasy, which worryingly has actually started to increase over the last 10 years. But so, you know, we have got some good results in terms of illicit drug use, you know, significant declines, but there's still a significant usage out there in the community, particularly among young people. So, look, this is something that we recognise as an ongoing challenge for us, both alcohol use and drug use. And that's why we have things like Drug Action Week and the government's advertising campaign that warns young people not to make a night out into a nightmare.
One man who knows intimately the problems drugs and alcohol can have on you is Darren Martin, CEO of the No Way Foundation, and he presented his Let's Talk Straight seminar today to kick off activities.
What I did, I was very fortunate in 2004, to be able to find a way out of dependence, and I made a vow to use my greatest failures and defeats as weapons, as I said, to encourage young people to make those healthy choices. So it all kicked off in early 2005, and I was just extremely lucky along the way to find some tremendous support from the community and people who supported the message, and it's just flourished along the way. The No Way Campaign Foundation is all about encouraging and empowering young people to make healthy, positive lifestyle choices to remain drug-free and to become all that they can be in their lives. There's going to be two components to my presentation. I'll run a seminar that I normally run, Let's Talk Straight seminar in the schools, because there'll be a lot of young people in attendance, and then I'll touch on the other aspects and highlighting the issue of antisocial behaviour in the community, that it's not just alcohol alone. In many cases, illicit drugs are involved in this also too.
Sally Felke is CEO of Australian Hotels Association, and she's spoken regularly about the issue of antisocial behaviour amongst Australians at weekends outside hotels and around the country.
Licensed venue operators, is obviously we do sell alcohol, which is a legal product that can have some damaging effects if it's abused or not used correctly. So we work pretty hard to ensure responsible service of alcohol on our licensed venues. But what's a big concern for us and what we're seeing at the coalface is that drugs are also an issue in the community, or with people coming onto our venues. This basically renders our responsible service of alcohol and other training ineffective when drugs are also part of the problem. To us, it's kind of been the elephant in the room. And anecdotally, we do know that the younger kids are out there taking drugs or mixing drugs with their alcohol, which is leading to sort of antisocial behaviour and sometimes dire consequences. The effect of that is often the venues are cracked down on, and we're seeing drink restrictions, we're seeing lockouts, we're seeing calls for earlier closing times. I guess what we're saying is the majority of the population do go out and behave responsibly. We're dealing with a small minority, and we're also dealing with an elephant in the room, which is drugs.
Travis Smeaton, a 17-year-old high school student from Jindalee in the western suburbs of Brisbane, has seen a lot of his friends suffer the effects of drugs and alcohol.
Not so much seen, because I don't go to the parties, because I just hate seeing my mates in states like that, so I just avoid it. And plus, if my parents, if they saw about it, I'd be stuffed. Seeing as a fair few mates end up going through, either end up getting mentally messed up and then having to get a stuff load of counselling, or there's been a couple of cases where I've seen them in hospital because they've got in that bad of a state.
And what's something that you think that the government should be doing to address these issues?
Well, the way I see it, laws or rules and regulations, regardless, no matter how many they put up, people are still going to act out. Because, like, I mean, you can put the drinking age up like they're planning to do, but it's not going to stop anyone. It's just going to stop more people from buying underage alcohol. But it'll just be basically, instead of having a 16-year-old girl in high school dating an 18-year-old boy to get booze, it'll be 16-year-old girl dating a 21-year-old guy. It'll just lead to other things. So I don't want to end up like me, mates. I've seen so many go through bad, like, drug issues, and, yeah, I'm just like, well, Serge, you're right for doing it. They're like, oh, you got to come out sometime and try it with us. I'm like, no, I don't.
No, you don't indeed. National Drug Action Week runs from the 20th of June until the 27th of June, and you can go to the Drug Action Week website to find out what activities are being held in your area.